Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, folks. Back on the air is Amos Anub, the Black Fact Checker, the Income Negro. Here I am today. Oh my goodness, folks, the 13th of December, 2020. Supposedly a red letter day. I've heard some predictions about today. I don't know that I don't know that I buy them, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back on the air, back on Blog Talk Radio. I've had to take a short stint at a hiatus because, well, things happen. I've not stopped being the Black Fact Checker. I've always maintained that moniker, but I've recently come across connective tissue, connective spiritual tissue that explains so much that we experience. And today I'm going to have a crack at trying to paint a clear picture of why we're here, what we've been going through, what's going on, and I think most importantly, what's soon to come. Now, I'm pretty sure I've made it clear this is not a religious program. I am not a holy man. I've never claimed to be. I'm secular. I believe that we are Hebrews. I'm pretty clear about that on Twitter. I've been banned from Facebook for 30 days. I won't get into that, but be that as it may, I'm back on the air. I'm back doing what I love doing and will hopefully I will get some success at this endeavor. So first, let's begin. I'm Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker. I'm the Incognegro. I am always podcasting somewhere from deep within enemy territory, deep within enemy territory, within the United States, a released captive, not an American. I've never been an American. I used to think I was an American. I know that I am not now. And I am simply waiting the exodus. I am waiting for our time to leave. And that, folks, plays into what I will soon talk about. Now, I'm sure if you read some of my posts, some of my blogs, if some of you have listened to me on YouTube, very few of you have, I think you understand I'm not doing this for any other reason than I feel I must do something. As a black man in America, of course I'm not being heard. I know this. It takes a lot of hard work. I've been at this for about 2 years as I'm able to afford it. I have a great executive producer, does everything he can. Folks, look, it may be that soon we get more polished. We get more widely known, more mainstream, as I put it in my earlier tweet. But until that time, I will talk to who listens, and damn the numbers, I don't care. Because if one person is affected by what I impart, then I am all the better for it. Okay, so, few things worth discussing. My last podcast, I put on a different platform. So for those of you who listen to me, you saw that that came from a source other than Blog Talk Radio. I don't know how often I may do that. I may incorporate that into my productivity. But as you heard in my last broadcast, we talked about vibration. We talked about the importance of recognizing frequency and how you resonate and respond to frequency. I think I talked about the fact that frequency is involved in most things that occur, if not all things that occur within our existence. I may go so far as to say that frequency is and makes up our very existence. Now, some of you may be wondering what I'm talking about. Well, if I explain it more in terms than this, everything is a reflection of everything else. All things reflect other things. The unseen world is reflected by the seen world. What occurs in the unseen world is reflected in the seen world. The spiritual world versus the physical world. Let me give you an example. There's a war in heaven, there's going to be a war on earth. There's conflict in heaven, of course, there'll be conflict on earth. The governmental structures that are put in place, that humans have put in place, the hierarchy, the chain of command, if you will, the basic human rights, some things flow from the unseen world into the seen world. We look to individuals who have peered into the unseen and see an organization, a hierarchy of angels, all bowing to the one true God at the top, who governs and creates and judges. We too set in place judges that sit, formal sittings, if you will, those that are described in the Bible, the book of Job, organizational entities that we are unable to see. Now, let me take it into the next step. Talk about unseen realities. Folks, mathematically proven, there are different dimensions of reality. It's becoming more and more exposed. I point to a recent CIA document, a 29-page document. And Project, I don't want to say Blue Beam because I'm still kind of settling in. I'll get you the document or I'll post it. Stargate. Project Stargate. Gateway. Project Gateway. Thank you. Thank you. Project Gateway. The Gateway Project. Apologies. But those are the facts. The Gateway Project. It's a 29-page CIA document accessible online, recently released, I believe, this past summer, declassified, talking about realities, the existence of realities, the fact that people can remote view into these unseen realities, and the experiments that they've taken up. Folks, I'm not talking a fantasy land. These are things that serious people have considered seriously. Our power and our responsibility to pay attention to these things. Now, as I continue into unseen realities and the fact that we now know these unseen realities are being studied, just a few days ago, former space head of Israel came out in a reputable magazine, to proclaim that Donald Trump knew of the existence of a galactic federation. And the only thing I can say to that, folks, is the fallen are sure busy. They are busy deceiving these beings. So, newly discovered stuff, that's not necessarily new. I've talked about resonance, I've talked about vibration, I've talked about how frequency and how even a look carries power. Any observed object will change its behavior. Scientifically proven. So why is it you see some people who suddenly and for no reason do something that's inexplicably evil? Well, I'll tell you. Just as if we look at something, a living being, a biological entity, it changes its behavior. There's power in a gaze. You can transmit an entire message in a look. And most people think nothing of it. You ever had that feeling that someone is looking at you? You can feel their gaze. There's power in that gaze. And so, as what we look at, as its behavior changes, so too our behavior changes when we are gazed upon by unseen beings that can and do affect our behavior. Now, look, as above, so below. Things a reflection of everything. The creator experiences conflict within his family. Don't we experience conflict within our family? All of the things that you may go through with your wife, the creator has gone through with his wife, his heavenly host. The creator, motivated through a sense of love, created us in the image of unseen beings. And so we respond to outside stimuli just as unseen beings respond to stimuli of their own. I mean, it talks about unseen beings, angels. I keep saying unseen beings because I don't want people to kind of go to left when I say the word angels, and suddenly I got a problem. They're called angels. Call them whatever you want. Spirit creatures. These are individual creatures with the ability to make sentient decisions, choices that have lived for a long time, that are extremely powerful, that have an effect on humanity. These are some of the things that I've discovered, I've put together. Now, remember, what we're doing is, we're connecting the dots. There's psychic connective tissue that once put together and attached, create a very clear picture, a concise image. I use few resources for my spiritual nourishment. I've said it on the show before, I'll say it again. I'm not a godly man. I am a man of God. Godly men are the folks that I listen to. I only listen to two. I figure, why confuse the issue if it sounds right and there's no disagreement and they always refer to Scripture, and I mean in every instance refer to the Word of God. Every time. T.L. Ministries, Minister Yacoba, and Minister Dante Fortson. These are two individuals, two organizations that each of us need to investigate closely. The information that they impart, in my opinion, is unmatched in its truth, its accuracy, and adherence to scriptural belief. With that said, that's where I get my spiritual education. Now, my secular education, I've gone outside the scriptures into historic writings, comparative, I think, to a well-earned college education. And as history unfolds in front of us, as we watch the United States split in two, as we observe Babylon the Great falling, I still and again implore all Hebrews, please separate, educate, do no harm. The three principles, the agenda. Time is short. Time is short. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to predict what may or may happen when, but I do know what is to occur according to Scripture. And Black Americans, Hebrews, Negroes, descendants of slaves, all of you, DOS, I know I committed to not saying ADOS, the descendants of slaves, you better hold on to your hats and pack your bags, because we are going on a trip. Now, we're at the beginning of the show. And though I did say there would be no guest call-ins, I'll probably provide the call-in number at some point just to see what you guys think. Address the issue of events. All of the things that are occurring on this planet through 6 degrees of separation, and I've checked the facts, can be traced back to us. Now, that's not ego talking, folks. The very scriptures these people read talk about us. And so it's only a given to understand that world events, as tumultuous as they are, have to do with, now let me expand on that, because I can see some of you scratching your heads, and I don't want you to do that. What I mean is, just as you know God exists because of the reflection of evil that emanates from so much and so many around you, just as that in itself proves the existence of the Most High God, the presence of all the evil in the world, kind of an interesting dichotomy. Just as that exists as a reflection, we know that can be applied to most circumstances. We know this. I said, prepare for a trip. Prepare to leave. Because Hebrews in this country, just as they were sent from Egypt, will be asked, I believe, now that I've found out, to vacate American soil. And the trifecta, the setup is just so, I got to say, it's a, you know, if you just look at it at face value, all the things that are being set up in this country, the split that's happening, the folks who want to keep our current Gentile, and then the folks who want to exchange him for just another Gentile. I mean, both of them are Gentiles and do not have Hebrew interests at heart. This virus is a catalyst. And yes, I know that I got off topic, but I need to get this out. This virus is a catalyst. There's going to be a bit of cause and effect going on here. It's become evident, and I've shared the facts. If you're on my Twitter page, you've seen the documents I've shared that talk about how the targeting of minorities to get the vaccine first, planned effort to see what happens to us. And this is all written out in CDC documentation, that they should present this vaccine to us so as not to give the impression we are guinea pigs. Not my words. Folks, what's in play will be life-changing or life-taking for a lot of people. These folks have a sinister agenda. And as I was saying, the historical facts show the Bible is about us. And so, all of the things that occur on the planet that push this movement of white supremacy, just as it reflects black fear, that's where I was going. Just as the presence of God can be felt through evil, the threat of blackness can be felt through white supremacy. How is it all about us? How is it all about Negroes? That's how it's all about Negroes. And we have to remember as well, the nation's genetic through the descendants of our oppressors, the defeat that we put upon them as a nation still can be felt. You ever get near somebody and just have a natural animus begin through no fault of your own? And there are others you get through and, you know, they're pretty cool people. You know, you're attracted to them. Everything is vibration, attraction, magnetism, movement, everything, existence. I'm going to keep tying it in because I need you to understand what I've discovered. The reflection, the fact that now we're obsessed with drones. That's nothing more than the Creator using these angelic beings to deliver messages. We want to be in that unseen state. And it may reflect through dimensions. They have mathematically proven at least 9 dimensions. Interior existence, alternative existences. I've shared a few things on Twitter. Most of you guys can simply verify my facts by scrolling my Twitter page. I put everything I find out. That's how I discuss the topics. All you got to do is look through my Twitter page and you'll see I've backed up what I've said by what I've posted. Most of you guys people have seen the young lady on TikTok claims that she remote views, and recently she remote viewed, and now she's seeing fairies and other mythological creatures in her state of connection with what I think is forbidden. We're not supposed to break the veil. It's there for a reason. She remote views and reports on TikTok that she's seeing things. I bring it to your attention. Some of you kind of give me a look like I'm not all there. But these things are happening. You didn't think Donald Trump would be president. That happened. So, discovery. So we established that everything is vibration. Effectively, everything is a reflection of everything else. You know, you have a child. She does things that you did when you were a child. You never taught her. That's a reflection. We reflect the Creator, all his personality traits, all their personality traits, even the fallen. You know, their kin those of you can refer to my previous podcasts, reflect them. That's why we're in such dire attack. That's why they hate Negroes, not just because of what we did to them as a wandering tribe in the desert and afterwards. Every nation, Moabites, Ammonites, all of these nations, we've kicked their butts. Yeah, I'm trying to go mainstream, so I'm trying not to curse. We've kicked their butts. That psychic vibration of getting their butt kicked, they remember that. They know that happened. That's why when you get near one of them, suddenly you got a little animus going. You can feel the anger. My wife asks me all the time, why do they hate us so much? Well, they hate us so much because that vibration, that connective cosmic tissue is being felt way back there to this present day, and it agitates them. Doesn't help that we've got unseen beings watching the whole thing, affecting their behavior. Come on, folks. They walk past us in a van. They hear music. They get violent and they kill somebody. Not the only time that happened. Black woman owns beauty shop. She's got music playing outside her door. Legal volume. White man walks past. Gentile walks past. I said I'd stop that as well. Gentile walks past, gets into a fight with this woman about her music. Black person in your presence is a charge these days. They're shooting us multiple times. Recently, a black man just got shot walking into his own home. Folks, what do you think? You think we're not at war? Of course we're at war. It's an undeclared war. And they're arming themselves to the teeth. What have I discovered? Well, let me tell you. Not only are they being agitated through vibration, through that look, but the future is not bright for a lot of them. What they'll have to endure, the correction that must occur on this planet is going to be mind-boggling. And the Gentiles who are opposed to this correction are scared to death because some of them know. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. Again, I am podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in enemy territory, a released captive talking to fellow released captives everywhere in the Americas, promoting the agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. We believe in three principles. That's all we abide by. This is a simple thing. Separate, educate, do no harm. That's it, folks. This is not rocket science. It's a simple thing. We're talking today about things I've discovered and things I think are worth discussing. So, we've established resonance, vibration. That's the building block of existence. Reflecting everything that's occurring, thus giving the reason for why we suffer what we suffer, why we go through what we go through, why things are the way it is. The conflict between man is a conflict that occurred in the heavens. Now, what does the future hold? According to Scripture, there's going to be a correction. Some folks are going to be put back in their rightful position on this planet. Doesn't make them special. Makes them blessed. Makes them set apart. But they've lived under a set of curses, according to Scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 28, for approximately 400 years. And now, that time is done. It's time to move on. New business, folks. And I've discovered what that new business is. And it's incredible. If it didn't make sense, it would almost be unbelievable. But let's get into it. So, first, I've decided I'm gonna adjust how I approach other Negroes. I'm harsh. I know this. I know I'm harsh. I'm trying to polish up. I've recently written to Brother Yakuba, trying to get on a spot, see if I can join in. But I've come to the conclusion that we all need to kind of look at each other a little bit differently, because it's going to count. Let me tell you why. We, as I've said before, apart from camps, which make no sense, as I've said before, F a camp. But apart from camps, we are one holy, royal Hebrew nation. I need to say that again, because it's important you understand that we are one holy, royal Hebrew nation of Israelites. Now, the reason that's important is because if you were to examine how most people treat royalty, affirmed, confirmed royalty, there's a certain type of deference and respect given to a person in the position of royalty. And if we as Hebrews were to address and acknowledge and treat one another as if we were all a member of the royal family, can you imagine, first, the unity? Can you imagine the upliftance countenance and how we treat one another? If it were somehow confirmed by the world that we, Negroes, descendants of slaves, are in fact a holy, royal nation of Hebrews, can you imagine what might occur? And so I operate now from the act as if theory. I'm going to act as if everyone else knows what I know. And I should go about treating all of us, no matter what you may believe, no matter if you're woke, no matter if you're asleep, no matter if you're coon, as I was. I say that often as well. But no matter what, you are a member of the royal family. And with that as a fact, I need to acknowledge that and treat you accordingly. That is now how I try to govern my conduct and how I treat my fellow Hebrews. And I think if everyone took that on, they'd better understand what I'm going to explain next. So, two is a new, I want to say, discovery of realization, a conscious and ever-present state of mind that I will maintain and try to the best of my ability. But what's coming, what they're preparing for, and what I've discovered is the fall of this nation. I'm going to say it again. They are preparing proactively right now for the destruction of the United States. And if not its absolute total destruction, a disbandment or a separation. And they're preparing for it. According to my resources, over a billion rooms empty in this country. Folks, let me tell you something about the economy and the first country. They go hand in hand. And if one isn't doing well, the other isn't doing well. Well, that's the first tick. Here's the second tick. We got China and Russia on either side of us in the Atlantic and Pacific positioning warships. What's that about? We got Trudeau training Chinese National Liberation, People's Liberation Army in Canada, and mad if they stop. So on top of that, we got folks that have been told, don't go to the United States. They're unstable. Something's happening. So all foreigners not able to get here. Yeah, I understand there's a pandemic, but I don't think that's just it. It's apparent that these Gentiles are set on killing one another. And let me just say, that marks the beginning of the beginning for this epic saga we all hope to live through. Because as these Gentiles lose their minds, as these heathens go about protecting and preserving white supremacy to their dying breath, we need to be somewhere else. And I've been preaching, get out of the United States. If you can't get out, get a piece of property, protect that property, build on it. And I'm not talking about buying a house. A house can burn down. I'm talking about land. I've told you, I have my own land, a few acres, undisclosed location. At least I can go there and hunker down. Because let me tell you, when the bullets start flying and you get seen, you're going to be a target. Now, most of you think, come on, Amos, you're talking crazy. Well, if history repeats itself, an echo does, as a frequency does, as an oscilloscope repeats its frequency, that's what it is, copying. If history keeps copying itself, if the echo keeps resonating, well, they did it in the 1860s. What makes you think they won't do it in the 2020s? Now, here's the thing. The government has painted itself into a corner here. It's almost as if conflict is inevitable, because if Biden gets in, the Trumpsters will freak. And if Trump stays in, the Bidens will freak. We are in a collision course right in the middle of it. And all we have to do, step left, step right, get out of the way before impact, get somewhere else. Now, what have I learned? I've learned we may, in fact, be told to leave. Now, I know I've hinted on this before, but I've not gone into the detail I'm about to get into. Most of us are spiritual people. And when I talk about us, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a 12-tribe chart. I'm talking about one group, Negroes, DOS, the descendants of slaves. That's what I'm talking to. Now, most of us are spiritual people. Talk about the mark of the beast and the Christianity aspect of it. It's some off-the-wall concept, whatever. But we're conscious that this vaccine probably is not something we should be taking. I've posted about the dangers, the expected dangers, the two deaths they've had in trials, and the four Bell's palsy ailments from this vaccine. But I say that only to say, that aside, if you come at black people with a vaccine that has been rushed and put into production, you tell them to hold out their arms, they're going to tell you to go to hell. And it's not about Tuskegee, although it is. It's not about experimentation on black people, although it is. Trust. And more importantly, if I've pointed it out in tweets, it's about who's associated with making this vaccine. And I've checked the facts, because I'm the black fact checker. Fauci's married to a eugenicist. Now, did I mean that he's married to an actual eugenicist? No, but the daughter of a eugenicist, which makes her a eugenicist. What do you think? You think the people that hung us and had children didn't pass that sentiment on to their children? Well, you think again. Bill Gates, his wife, eugenicists, people who believe in white superiority in genetics. It's absolute ridiculous. So people are going to refuse the vaccine. Black people are going to refuse the vaccine. And that, my friends, I believe will be the beginning. I have been having dreams back to back for 2 to 3 years now of all of us in some sort of facility. And it would be a FEMA camp of some sort. And it's just a reoccurring dream that happens over and over. We have freedom of movement, but we're all collectively there. And at some point, all hell breaks loose. Just in one of those, I got so far to see all hell breaks loose. Now, does that mean it means something? I don't know. But cosmically, there's an echo rolling through the galaxy. For you flat earthers, get off my podcast. Rolling through the galaxy, there's a message that's being sent. The pineal glands are being stimulated. People are hearing things, experiencing things, seeing things, doing things, thinking things, saying things they've never seen, heard, said, or done before. It's getting weird. It's getting weird. But by God, I've discovered that if you follow the roadmap of vaccine rejection in the black community, then you have to conclude that the eventuality will be a restriction you are able to do, then a restriction on where you are able to go, then a restriction on what you are able to buy, then a restriction on where you are able to work, suddenly a restriction on where you are able to live. And before you know it, those of us committed, determined not to take a vaccine, are asked to relocate to a FEMA camp. Now they don't know what to do with us. Few of us left. Now, what are they going to do? Are they going to kill us? Or are they going to ask another country to take this problem off their hands? Pack your bags, folks. Pack your bags. The Most High God has promised to deliver us back to our homeland through some osmosis and miraculous and perhaps creative and insane-looking way. But I can't imagine them coming to folks like me and telling me that you have to take the vaccine. And I'm going to look at them and tell them unequivocally, I've prepared for this and I'm ready to go to jail. I'm ready to die. You take me where you want. I'm not taking that vaccine. Again, read the articles I've shared, folks. They're lying to you about having us take the vaccine first. It's a lie. When have we ever been thought of so much that we're put first in line to do something? Folks, come on. They want to see what happens. And you better not let them. Come on. So the vaccine could be the very reason for these next events to unfold, because after the Creator removes us from Babylon, well, that's a wrap. And with China and Russia on either end of the United States training with the Canadians to do something, I don't know what to tell you. Perhaps what they're waiting for are these Gentiles to really start shooting at each other. Then they're just going to move in and take over the United States. I said it. Right at the half hour, right at the half show, got it out. Now we can talk about it. Because after we're out of here, this place is done. You guys really enjoyed my simple tweet, America is finished. That's a wrap, folks. That's all she wrote. Really? How was it supposed to last? Seriously. How's that supposed to last? I mean, how is it a country built on enslaving an entire group of people, an entire class of people, knowingly imprisoning the royal family? Because whether you know it or not, and if you don't read Dante Fortson, you better understand that our enslavement was a planned act. It was a conspiracy. Every nation that has enslaved Hebrews has become a world power, starting with Egypt. Look it up. I checked the facts. Folks, this is all about correcting a circumstance, our unfaithfulness to the Most High God, brought on a punishment to last 400 years. That is done. Now, things must be put right. The Creator chose us, set us apart to reflect His kingdom, to be the example. Gentiles need look to us as that example, and they will be saved. Some Gentiles know that. I've seen the videos. Some would rather die than have black people rule over them. And that is exactly what they will do. This is what's happening. You don't believe me. I'm telling you, I've checked the facts. I'm here to deliver truth. I'm here to deliver what I know. It may not be comfortable. You may not like it. You may not agree with it, but the truth doesn't care. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. Again, try to say this ever so often. Podcasting from deep within enemy territory, from deep within enemy territory, a released captive, which is what we are. Set to roam about the countryside and make it as best we can. And that's what I've been doing. There's no getting ahead. They won't let it happen. None of that. I'm going to do the best I can. I thank you all for your support. Thank you for those of you that have sent your support this way. I thank you. I ask continually to please give GoFundMe, the Patreon account. Most of you simply send something via PayPal or call me and ask me where they can, you know, deposit, and I appreciate it. I want to do this full time. I want to do this every day for at least 90 minutes. I want to get and tell folks that we have to hunker down. We have to come together. The events that are about to unfold are going to be life-changing. We're going to be delivered back to our homeland just before things get crazy. And when they come at us, when they try to touch God's eyeball, that is when God will act. And you have to believe that. Here's the reason. Because scriptures so far are accurate. The prophecy, all of the things that are occurring right now, accurate. We're watching it happen. And I dare say, and I've said this before, there must and have to be witnesses to what is soon to occur. It's why I say to separate from these heathens. Separate. Get away from Gentiles. Unless they are an ally, you have no business associating with them. And I define an ally that is as angry as I am about white supremacy wearing white skin. That's an ally. An ally understands and believes that we are Hebrews. That's an ally. protect those individuals. Everyone else pounds sand. Get away from them. Their very aura, their very vibration shouldn't even be within reach. And I say that not out of a sense of hatred or malice, but a sense of self-preservation. We are in the fight of our lives. The Most High only asks that you take the precautions necessary to stay alive so that you can see what He will do. The Most High has said, when the wicked are cut off, you will see it. Don't be envious of the wicked. Don't be envious of their ways. Don't look at the fact that they seem to have it all, because it's short-lived. And they're living in a world that's passing away. The world and its desire, passing away. There's nothing the world finds acceptable that I find acceptable, and that is how it should be. Put nothing, no sin in front of your eyes. Look away. These are the things we have to do existing in the society. Make it easier on yourself and stay out of them Gentiles' faces. Every time I hear about a brother or a sister getting killed and murdered behind an interaction with one of these heathens, all I tell myself is, what are you doing there in the first place? They shouldn't even have an opportunity to gaze upon you. We have to either come together as a community and live amongst ourselves, or find a spot and go live by ourselves until the Most High delivers us from captivity. Some of you have lost your minds. Some of you are so in league with the world, your love, your hip-hop, your Cardi, all these things, and unless any of those people gives away everything they had and gets to talking about the kingdom, they are not examples to be followed, because kingdom interests first. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in the heavens. So the first few phrases tells you exactly what's going on. We're waiting for a replacement. The governments of the world are soon to be wiped off the face of the planet. All of them destroyed. We, Hebrews, afterwards will be restored to our rightful position as stewards of this planet, reflecting and representing God's kingdom on earth. And we'll have a lot of work to do. And it's a reality. And it's going to happen. Gentiles know it. And we'll fight God against it. This is why they hate us. I have discovered connective tissue. And I am putting together the picture. This is all about a correction. We're involved in a court case. Does man have the ability to rule himself? He does not. And so the Creator will destroy all governments and put a new government reflective of the heavenly government. Folks, we are that doorstep. That's what's going on. That's what I've figured out. And the most important aspect of this revelation is the fact that black people in this country and in the Americas, those descendants of the slave trade are the ones chosen by God to reflect kingdom on earth. Now, if you were to tell the average Gentile that truth, they may very well get violent with you. That's some heady stuff. I'm just saying. People in charge? What? That's where we're headed, folks. That's what the show is about. Now, for those of you who might be listening, because I'm not looking at this point. This is a show after such a long hiatus. But if you're interested in calling in, the number is 515-602-9731. Got about 30 minutes left. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognigro, talking today about the picture that's come together, the understanding that I have come to terms with involving vibration, reflection, how it associates itself with occurrences both in the seen and unseen reality, and also what's to come in just, I would say, a short while involving Negroes. This isn't a fairy tale. These people are preparing for something, and you all know it. What are they so riled up for? What are Gentiles so riled up for? Aren't they running shit? Oh, didn't mean to curse, but aren't they? Come on. What are they mad at? Oh, maybe they're mad at the voice that black people had in electing another Gentile. But I'm learning to distance myself emotionally from what's going on. I'm learning to release and let go and understand that these things must happen and then the end. And so I don't really focus on the events, the actions. I'm no longer shocked at the vile and disgusting nature of folks like Donald Trump and folks that support him. I understand that they are affected by unseen forces. Of course, does not excuse, because they willingly give in to the influence they most certainly feel. And so, I can only wish for the destruction of Babylon. I mean, think of this, folks, and I've said this before. You know, a lot of us are going around, you know, kind of trying to preserve this prison we're in. I've done it. I've said it before. We're in a penal colony for Negroes. That's where we're at. This isn't rocket science, folks. You know, they built this prison, and then they shipped the inmates in, worked them to death, built a great-looking prison, and now just upkeep. It's amazing when I suggest to one of us who is asleep the possibility of leaving the United States. I can tell you I've never seen Negroes get so committed and at the same time offended to an idea, committed to this country and offended at the notion of leaving. And before I can explain the fact that you are a released captive, that you aren't even considered an American, and unless you own land, you're not considered a citizen. So what are you all hell-bent about staying here for? We've talked about the agenda community, the opportunity to relocate to Ghana. I still believe, you know, that could be a possibility. But now, with this new information, it appears that perhaps that might be unnecessary. We may be simply sent home. And wouldn't that be great? I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I want to thank you folks for listening, for downloading, for sharing. I really appreciate it. I try to make the show as interesting as possible, give you no silence, and keep things rolling, keep it interesting. I've gotten some pretty good feedback on what we're doing here. I'm working with a few folks to make this show a little bit more polished, a little more professional, maybe some visuals and things like that. And again, you know, I promote the agenda and the agenda community. I'm not a camp. I'm not a camp clown. I don't promote that. I'm not a religious organization. I believe that all Negroes are royalty. And so one family, one royal Hebrew family. And so I believe that if we approach everything we do from that perspective and follow three simple principles, separate, get away from Gentiles, stop allowing yourself to be influenced, stop imitating them, naming yourselves after their greatest criminals, stop trying to be that Gentile European heathen. All of their practices are vile. All of their beliefs, you must understand that it's all steeped in white supremacy. The belief that only they have accomplished the great things. If you go to school in this country, you're going to find that they teach only Gentiles have done great things. Okay? So separate so we can begin the deprogramming, the influence that they have over us, the acting out that we do. I tell people when they point to black on black crime, please don't give us the compliment, the backhanded compliment of how crazy we are and how we kill each other. That's a backhanded compliment you're giving me. And they wonder, well, what do you mean? It's not a compliment. I'm accusing you of black people killing each other. Yeah, we imitate white people really, really well. Because anything that black people do in this country, we learned from the people that stole us from our country, stripped us of our identity, our religion, our values, our beliefs, and force-fed us theirs. And after generations of that, you dare wag your wrinkled white finger in my face and talk about black-on-black crime? Please don't. We're some of the best learners on the planet. We're some of the best imitators on the planet. And so when we do those things, when we act out due to the social hierarchy whites have put in place in maintaining poverty in the black community and making sure that crime is high, justifying the imprisonment that they've committed, the crime bills that have been passed by the current president-elect, still chambers of this country. This man and people like him who vilify black men, not giving them the opportunity to simply be angry or upset, marginalizing their suffering. You know, basically telling you to get over it while they remember every pinprick occurring in their history. There's no getting over slavery, so you can drop it. You know why I know there's no getting over slavery? Because you couldn't get over owning slaves. You sure as hell can't get over owning slaves, so don't tell me to get over slavery. So separate away, separate. The next, educate. Second principle, core principles of the agenda. Educate. Stop allowing them to teach our history. There's a rich written history that we have available to us that tells the truth about Eurocentric affects and invasion. You know, the whole capitalistic mantra that must be hummed in order to plug into the monetary system. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. The threat for black people in this country is ever present. The oppression is an enterprise of oppression to maintain white supremacy. And it's at its modern climax right now. These people, ginned up, egged on in their delusion of white supremacy and white rule. And a shift is coming. Oh no, not the reset. Beyond the Great Reset, we've touched upon that. But there's a shift that's about to occur, and it's going to be cataclysmic. And it's going to be incredible. And I pray and hope to live through it. So these are the things I've found out. These are the things I've discovered recently, some updates. I do believe that each of us should acquire our own bit of land, as they've done in Georgia, as I've done, as so many of you have done. And I encourage you to build on that land and to plant on that land and to protect yourselves on that land and to await that moment that I believe is coming. When they say it's time to go home and get on your own land, that will be a great day. As a Hebrew, as an individual whose ancestry was devoid of a home, we have that to look forward to. Collectively, as a people, you know, every other tribe has a land that they can return to. This is what makes us unique. Our suffering, our plight is unique amongst all peoples on this planet. And everywhere you go, you recognize Negroes. Don't act as if this is something new. These people hate us because primarily of what we did to their ancestors so long ago. We've defeated every tribe on the planet. And that echo is felt. That vibration is felt. It's why they hate us. It's why they don't like us. It's why they love us. You ever understand why they imitate us but don't like us so much? Because they, in their DNA, they've also the urge to imitate us. They want to do what we do because that's the reason we've been put on this planet. See, the quicker black people in this country understand their purpose and their reason for being has nothing to do with slavery. Your existence stems from God's need to have an example, his own echo, his own physical echo, and to affect those around that echo so that they too reflect God's frequency. Why do they want to be like us? Everywhere you go, you see them. They have our swag. You've seen them. That's what I've discovered, folks. We are a unique people. Our very bone marrow is unique. And it is my belief, as the royal family, as the holy royal Hebrew family, that we begin to recognize not only the past, not only the present, but the future and what it holds. It's the time to recognize what's real. The illusion is all around us. You have to search for the reality now. The lie is everywhere. And you have to keep that truth in front of you, because the lie continually repeats itself, trying to make itself the truth. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I want to thank you folks for listening. I've tried to time my podcast to about 90 minutes, and I think it's too long. So I'm going to end here, but I do appreciate the hearers, the listeners. Please share the podcast. Please share the podcast. There's important information. Look for it to get better. And I thank you for listening. Y'all have a good day.